This is All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Hiblin. Tomorrow in Washington, the House Ways and Means Committee is to get testimony from Stephen Miller, the acting IRS commissioner who resigned yesterday after President Obama demanded he step down. It comes amid the controversy with the FBI now investigating whether there were civil rights violations by the IRS, singling out conservative groups for extra scrutiny. Congressman Tim Griffin, a Republican of Arkansas' 2nd District, is on the Ways and Means Committee and joins me now on the phone. And, sir, safe to say he'll face some tough questioning tomorrow?
Yes, I think there are a lot of facts yet to be determined, and a lot of questions that folks are going to have about who knew what and when did they know it and what actions were taken. I think this is just the beginning of getting to the bottom of this. As with a lot of breaking news stories like this one, what you learn on the first day is not the final story. And we have seen every day since this broke a flurry of articles with new allegations and some facts and some just conjecture. And I think it's really important in our oversight role, but it's also important, probably more importantly, that the American people have confidence in the federal government and in the IRS in particular.
The Inspector General's report earlier this week suggested ineffective management at the IRS allowed this to happen for about a year and a half. Is the resignation, do you know at this point whether the resignation of the acting commissioner is enough?
Well, I think that he was going to, resign. My understanding from press reports today that he was leaving in June anyway. So I don't know how significant of an event that in and of itself is. I think before we can determine what should happen in terms of who gets fired and potentially prosecuted, depending on the facts, before we can decide that, we've got to figure out exactly what happened. And, I'm not going to prejudge that, but I will tell you this. There are a lot of people, Americans, upset about this, constituents upset about it, and with a lot of questions. I think that ultimately, in this particular case, there had to have been, and reports indicate this is true, there had to have been a number of people who knew about this treatment, this disparate treatment. And, there's indications that little or nothing was done for a long time. Who knew and what has happened to those individuals? Have they been disciplined and how? You know, we hear that some individuals have been disciplined. Well, the only discipline, it seems to me, that folks engaged in this should be subject to is firing. It's incredible in the federal government generally what it takes to be able to fire someone. And we hope to get to the bottom of it tomorrow.
Okay, well, that's Congressman Tim Griffin from Arkansas, member of the House Ways and Means Committee, which again tomorrow we'll be hearing from Stephen Miller, the acting IRS commissioner, who has resigned in the wake of this scandal. Congressman Griffin, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
This is KUAR.